Broadcasting live from the beautiful Hyatt Regency Savannah for Georgia Economic Developers Association 2022 conference. It's time for Association Leadership Radio, brought to you by the Georgia Center for Employee Ownership. Now, here's your host.
Lee Cantor here, day two at Georgia Economic Developers Association Annual Conference 2022. So excited to be talking to the two guests we have here right now. We got Ralph Forbes with Thomas & Hutton, and we have Lynn Patterson with 3 Points Planning. Welcome.
Thank you.
So why don't we get started with you, Ralph? Tell us a little bit about Thomas & Hutton. How are you serving folks?
Thank you. We are a civil engineering consulting firm that been around for 76 years now. We're celebrating our 75 years due to COVID. Our forte is helping communities with economic development strategies and things like that, helping them bring projects and jobs to the community. So we provide consultation and engineering all at one.
And is it primarily in Georgia or anywhere in the country?
Well, we got 11 offices across 4 states, Tennessee, Georgia, North Carolina, South Carolina, but our focus is mainly in Georgia. The focus is here today. We've been part of GEDA for over 20 years. Great organization. I can give long testimony about what a great organization, what it's done for our company and things like that.
Well, you're as a platinum sponsor, it must be pretty important to you.
Yes, sir.
So, Lynn, tell us a little bit about 3 Points. How are you serving folks?
Thanks. 3 Points Planning is a consulting, municipal, and economic development consulting firm. We help educate, form, analyze communities, help them find business strategies and business development strategies to really create resilient and strong communities.
So how do you know Ralph, or what brings you both here to the show today?
So Ralph and I have partnered on economic development strategies. We started out in Banks County together and have done a number of different strategies. We really bring strengths from both of our respective firms in our experience. We've had both of us long careers in economic development. And we really enjoy serving the community.
Now, when there's a project to be done, it's very complex. There's a lot of moving parts. There's a lot of players in it. How do you kind of decide who that trusted partner is going to be? How do you kind of decide, okay, this is a good project for both of us to work together on?
That's a great question.
I'll start, let her finish. You know, we do see a lot of projects come through that we're capable of doing. You know, it all depends on whether it's worth our time and effort.
Sure.
Because what we provide is a very high-skilled service to communities. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes they don't see the value in it. So we kind of pass on some. But most of the time, it doesn't take – she and I kind of collaborate between each other. And so we think this is a good project for the team. And it's easy partnership. We've done it for several years. And I would be remiss before I forget on this podcast, the reason we are together is Hannah Mullins, who's in Cantor County. She's the one that put us together many, many years ago in Banks County. So I did want to say that.
So she thought, hey, this is a good opportunity for both of you to know each other, and there might be some opportunity for you to work together at some point down the road.
That's correct, yeah.
And that happens a lot in business.
Well, right? Due to the relationships you have at GEDA, those kind of things happen pretty regularly.
And they're probably accelerated, too, when somebody is vouching for you within the organization.
Correct. That's correct. So, now, but anyway, getting back to your question, it was it's not hard. We pick. Lynn has so many great skills other than just the urban planning side. It's personal skills and things like that. And the things she can provide, and along with our expertise and, not just engineering but consulting, as she mentioned earlier, all those years of experience, we put them together to see what we can do to help a community move forward with, what they may want to do.
Now, is there any advice for other folks that are doing business maybe with a new partner? How do you kind of ease into a relationship? How do you kind of test the waters to see if it is going to truly, on paper, it could be a good fit, but, when you're actually doing the project, you want it to work out. So how do you kind of ease into a new relationship?
Go ahead, Lynn.
So I think what I really enjoy about this partnership is that it's a bit of a brain trust. Personality-wise, we all get along. There's a tremendous amount of respect between all of us. We have overlapping but very specific skill sets. So when we sit down and we talk, we have great division of labor, but also we're advising each other and providing feedback. So our work sessions are some of my favorite parts of my job. When working with communities, and then we're off sitting and talking about what the potential that each community has. I think that the collaborative nature of our team and the breadth of experience, and again, that respect between the two firms is wonderful.
Right, because there's no, if it's not a good culture fit, it's going to be very difficult to really kind of deliver on what you'd like to deliver. So when you're working on that first project together, how did that, can you share a little bit about how that went and how you all worked together?
Well, I mean, I'll start off and let Lynn add. It was a great experience, and she's absolutely right. When in another one of our partners, it's not with Lynn and I here, is Andy Camp with Gaskins LaCroix. He brings the retail side of things. Mm-hmm. Lynn brings her side, and we bring our side. So the three of us kind of team together. And so she is absolutely right. When we sit in a room, and it's usually like eight of us, there's two or three people from our side, and Lynn and then Andy, and we spend hours, looking at a community. Okay, let's think about what's going to be best for them. And she's absolutely right. That is, and even in our very first project together, we saw the magic.
Like the synergy.
Yeah, it is.
Like it was the kind of greater than the sum of the parts.
Thank you. That's a great way to put it. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
And so that was evident pretty quickly.
Yeah, go ahead, Lynn.
No, absolutely. I think that's what really works is when we start. We're very involved with our communities that we work with. They're part mm-hmm. of our team. And I think that's also a company culture for us, all of us, that we're not armchair planners and strategists. We actually get in and work with the communities. And that those sessions that we have, those brainstorming sessions, really bring everything up a level. Whereas if maybe I were working on my own or Ralph's team was working on their own, they miss that.
Ability. There might be some blind spots from anybody individually, but together you're kind of covering those bases.
That's right.
Right.
And now here at the conference, how do you kind of wring out the most value? Like, how are you getting the most out of your time spent here?
Well, we have a booth, and we have a lot of people come visit our booth, and so we try to communicate with folks. We put together some rack cards, and we'll leave one here with you if you don't mind. And basically kind of explains to the people what we do as a team, how we can help your community. And we try to promote that with the people that stop by and we talk to them. We also host a dinner every year, mm-hmm. every spring and fall, for about 100 to 125 people. So
and they're all in economic development?
They're all in economic development, yeah.
So now what's the pain that a community is having where it's a smart move to call you guys?
I think one of the key issues we have is that there is a lack of planning. I mean, at the end of the day, that what Ralph and I do is we really look comprehensively at the community, help them vision where they want to go. Without good planning, everything is reactionary. Right. And when the communities can take stock, it's very helpful to have, again, sort of that third party come in.
Fresh eyes
who can look at it in its entirety, really working with the community to create what we call, feasible, implementable plans, mm-hmm. something, but that also is tapping on innovation into innovation and some best practices that we see around the country. We both work in the Southeast region, and certainly we have national and international experience. Really pull those things together. So for communities who understand that they're at a critical juncture, especially in this economy, and they really want to move their development authorities or their economic development programs forward in a way that they can be very judicious with their resources, their community resources, and really bring the stakeholders in as ambassadors, that's when they need to call us.
So is there some symptoms that maybe they have a problem or they're not seeing the whole picture that, while they're dealing with their day-to-day, that they can go, this is starting to bubble up. Maybe I should get some new eyes looking at this.
Yeah, I mean, we see that a lot, and Lynn said it perfectly, and communities don't know what they don't know.
Right, so that's why it's so important to at least have conversations with you so they can see what is possible, that maybe they're just, for you it might be obvious and you can see it in a glance, but for them, they're just, their heads down, they got their own fires
to
put out.
And we're, one thing we do, we don't sugarcoat anything. We're pretty honest with communities about.
Right, that's probably part of your value is that tough love.
Tough love, yeah, that's exactly right. That's a great way to put it.
So what are some of those symptoms, though, for a community to say, hey, maybe we should be bringing in somebody here to have a conversation with?
I think when they're getting, you know, they some communities are feeling that they're either getting run over by growth, that they're not able to guide it, and that's something that we really bring to the table is again, sort of thinking about it.
So lots of people are moving in here, but it seems like, you know, we're having housing issues, or we're having, you know, the kids at school, they're, you know, overcrowding or something. Those are kind of clues that maybe we need to be rethinking some of the ways we're doing things.
Right. We're not creating the jobs to go along with the housing. Maybe we're turning into a bedroom community, and we recognize that that's not necessarily the direction
the
that we want to go.
Interest, right.
Or why don't we have any interest from businesses? I think communities that are understand that there are some critical issues in workforce, as you mentioned. You
know, right.
We've got... it's countrywide, but there are certainly opportunities to do that, and we look at this as workforce, as sites, as infrastructure, all combined and all necessary for development. So any community that is, they don't have to be struggling, but if they have forethought about what it is that they want to become, sort of self-aware, I think that they need to bring
Are you finding that in communities more and more, that they have that kind of vision of there can be more, like we don't have to stay the status quo, that we can be doing more and maybe... we can create some partnerships with, you know, the universities and business and private and public and all these, elements to really build a thriving community.
Yeah, there's, you know, you mentioned, you know, y'all talked about, and Lynn touched on it, about the communities that are growing that we could certainly help. And that's certainly the planning is a big part of that. But what we really help a lot with, too, is these rural communities who are losing people and their population's decreasing. So,
right.
You know, they come to us and say, I need a plan to determine how I can get my community back on its feet and grow
right.
again.
Well, that's probably super rewarding for you to be able to, solve
absolutely.
That problem.
That's what makes you get up and go to work every day.
That's the impact, right, where you can really kind of put the brakes to that and kind of change the trajectory of their growth.
Correct.
Do you have a story you can share maybe in your career that you've been able to work with?
Well,
you don't have to name the name of the community, but just, you know, tell the story about in terms of they were having a challenge that, you know, maybe industry had left or they needed a reboot.
It's hard to pick one. I know just from the economic development standpoint, you know, we get calls all the time and said, I understand if we hire y'all as a consultant that we'll get projects come to our community.
And I have a magic wand.
I have a magic wand.
Ralph will make a call.
I sit there and laugh at him. I said, I can't promise anything. But what I can show you is the path for success.
Mm-hmm.
What other folks have done to be successful.
Right, there's clues there, right?
And if you can mimic that, I promise you. And there's a lot of communities like Columbia County, Peach County, I mean, didn't have anything. It just happened, you know. We happened to show up. Next thing you know, they got five projects in each county the same way. So I don't want to sit there and say it was because of us, but there is a path that you can take
right.
for that success.
If you do these certain things, you're not guaranteeing it, but they're increasing your chances of success.
But you got it. You know, the biggest part of that is, and Lynn touched on it earlier, in the partnership we have in the communities, you've got to have good leadership in your
right.
community, a forward-thinking
sure.
commission or board or whatever yeah. else. It's got to be that.
That's kind of non-negotiable, right? If you want success, you're going to have leaders that believe and that can really execute
right.
on that.
That's right. And what we do, you know, is Lynn, I think the very first time we've ever worked together, she said it and it rings true with me, is, you know, when we produce this blueprint for these communities, we don't want it buried in a shelf somewhere,
right,
buried in a drawer.
Right.
We want it to be a living document because it's a 10-year blueprint for these communities.
Right.
And please use it. And
yeah.
we're here. Here's our number. We're here anytime at your disposal. Call us. Let us help you continue to implement this plan. And, you know, and so that's the important part because, I mean, that's the biggest thing you have to do is people go get a grant. And we can help get those grants. There's grants out there. We can help do that. We have grant writers within our company. And we can do that. And then they put into it, and they think they do it, and they put it together. And the next thing you know, it just kind of goes by the wayside, and they kind of go off on their
It's
stream.
That taking action part that sometimes they forget to do.
Yeah, that's right.
We're good at having meetings and talking about it, but, you know, putting the shovel in the ground, that's a little tougher.
Well, and it's really helpful when you have that plan. It helps to, as I said earlier, those resources.
Right.
You know, your commissioners or your council, they know where they're going to put the money, right? They know, and so there's some certainty, and developers want certainty, businesses want certainty, residents want certainty. And so having a good plan put together, as Ralph just said, you know, but it's a dynamic plan, and recognizing that this is, these are the snapshots, this is the, these are the trends that we see, this is where we think we're going to be headed, but pandemics happen.
Right.
Big companies open, close. Right. There are things, and we try to build enough flexibility and resilience in those plans, but it's really at the end of the day up to the communities to implement that, and we are available. We have our former clients call us all the time. What do you think?
But want them to. That's the thing. It's not like you're hiding from them. You want them to call.
It's not the give and go, right?
Right.
Yes.
So if somebody wants to learn more about each of your firms, Ralph, you want to start, what's the coordinates, website, best way to get a hold of you or somebody on your team?
Website. www.tnh.com. Again, you can go to the website, stop by our booth or whatever. You know, call us and pick up a rack card, see what we do, go back to your community. We've done this several times, too. That's on our own nickel. If somebody knows us and wants us to come in and talk to their board about what we can do and what they can do, we're always willing to do
that.
Right,
I know. You want to help. You want them to thrive and be successful. Right. So you want to have these conversations. Lynn?
Sure, www.3pointsplanning, all spelled out, .com. And happy to connect. And same thing. We love to have conversations.
Right.
It's the joy. I think we really do have joy in what we do. And enjoy learning about different communities. I'm a geographer and a planner, and so the more I can see how communities are and interact, I think the better off we can help them.
So. Yeah, and that's what we've noticed from this group here is they're so collaborative. Everybody is wanting everybody to be successful, and everybody's looking for opportunities to work together.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you both for sharing your story. You're both doing important work, and we appreciate you.
Thank you very much.
All right, this is Lee Cantor. We'll be back in a few from Georgia Economic Developers Association Annual Conference.